Just hours before the Olympics opening ceremony, three more athletes have tested positive for COVID-19. The Games are getting underway as host city Tokyo sees a surge in infections. Andy Richardson has more from Tokyo.
Most of us thought may never happen, and indeed this week we've had both the composer and the creative director dismissed from their positions or resigning from their positions for various reasons. The people left in charge of the ceremony, there are a few still, are promising a sober ceremony that will be in sync with the sentiment of the reality of what Japan and the wider world is going through. Really, since 1896, when we had the modern Olympics beginning, some sort of opening ceremony has always been integral to the Olympics, but I don't think ever before as a host city had to try and pull off a balancing act quite like this.
In the United States, the number of daily new COVID-19 infections has nearly tripled in the past 2 weeks. The average is 37,000. That's up from less than 14,000 a fortnight ago. Nearly all coronavirus patients in hospital are unvaccinated. New Zealand has suspended quarantine-free travel with all of Australia for 2 months because of a rise in cases. The so-called travel bubble was already paused for New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is warning of the increased risk to travellers. Rescued people in China say they spent 3 days with no food or water after being trapped by historic flooding. The military has been deployed to Henan province. 800,000 people have been displaced. A state of emergency has been declared in Ecuador's prisons after fighting among rival gangs inside two separate jails left at least 22 people dead. Police say they've now regained control and apprehended dozens of prisoners who tried to escape. Around 80 inmates and officers were injured. There's been further unrest in Haiti following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Protesters are calling for justice for his murder. At least one person was left dead on Thursday. The violence unfolded as the former president's widow, Martine Moïse, made her first public appearance since being injured during the assassination 2 weeks ago.
Hi there. It's me, Malika Bilal, host of Al Jazeera's flagship news podcast, The Take. 3 times a week, we bring you global stories like no one else. The news of the day and the news you didn't know you were missing. Subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.